This is a Federal News Network podcast.
Coming up on today's Federal Newscast, Public Service Recognition Week continues with gestures from federal leaders. The nation's top general changes his mind about hiring a special prosecutor to handle sexual assaults. And the very loud yearly tradition in the D.C. area may not go forward as planned this time around. These stories and more in today's Federal Newscast. Welcome to today's episode of the Federal Newscast. I'm Eric White. Congress and the Biden administration are celebrating Public Service Recognition Week in a variety of ways. 63 agency leaders signed on to a resolution to recognize PSRW this year. The Partnership for Public Service says that's a record. Virginia Democrat Jerry Connolly and Pennsylvania Republican Brian Fitzpatrick introduced their own resolution in the House. Nine others introduced a similar resolution in the Senate. The Office of Personnel Management says it's hosting a town hall, financial literacy course, and wellness seminar for its own employees this week. The pandemic forced federal employees to telework more often, but it also expanded the program's reach to include more people. Federal News Network's Nicola Grisco reports.
Nearly one in four federal employees couldn't telework before the pandemic because they had to be physically present at their jobs. But by the peak of COVID-19, just 16% say they couldn't telework for that reason. Nearly one third of federal employees haven't been physically present at their work sites at all during the pandemic. That's according to the latest results of the Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey. Nicola Grisco, Federal News Network.
The Special Inspector General for Pandemic Recovery says federal financial privacy laws have made its job a lot harder than it should be. Under current law, IGs have to notify the targets of their investigations when they subpoena their financial records. SIGPR says that process tips off fraudsters and lets them destroy records. The IG says grand jury investigations are exempt from that notification requirement, and criminal investigations by IGs should be as well. Whistleblowing federal employees facing retaliation would get a new legal remedy through a bill introduced this week. Federal News Network's Jory Heckman has more.
The Whistleblower Protection Improvement Act would grant whistleblowers access to a federal district court jury trial if the Merit Systems Protection Board doesn't issue a decision on their case within 180 to 240 days. The MSPB hasn't had a quorum to rule on its 3,500 case backlog in 4 years and hasn't had any members over the past 3 years. The legislation would also take steps to prevent the public disclosure of a whistleblower's identity. Jory Heckman, Federal News Network.
Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, says he is dropping his opposition to creating an independent prosecutor position to handle sexual assault crimes in the military. Milley said the services have tried to keep prosecutions in the chain of command for years, but have not been able to move the needle. Milley's remarks are just the latest of an overwhelming number of lawmakers, experts, and former leaders who think sex crime prosecutions need to change in the services. The Navy is changing some of its health policies on bases to be clearer about COVID-19 safety. We get more from Federal News Network's Scott Massioni.
The Navy's adjusting installation services and adopting a new framework to keep sailors informed on coronavirus dangers. Navy bases are now using an expanded health protection condition system, which tells sailors how severe the virus is in an area and how many people should be in the workplace. The system goes from A to D, D being the worst. The Navy added a B-plus rating between the C and B tiers. An A rating means there's a minimal community transmission and a daily average of 2 COVID cases per 100,000 people over 7 days. A D rating signifies 60 new cases under the same criteria. Scott Massioni, Federal News Network.
A prominent veterans group says the Pentagon has decided not to allow it to use the building's parking lots as the staging area for its annual Memorial Day motorcycle ride. AMVETS has started the ride from the Pentagon for the past 32 years, but says DOD denied the application this year over COVID-19 concerns. Organizers say they'd been planning responsible safety protocols, but the DOD refused to discuss its concerns before denying the application. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services award a $1 million prize to the winner of its Artificial Intelligence Challenge. The agency worked with the American Academy of Family Physicians and Arnold Ventures to review more than 300 entries to the challenge. CMS under the challenge sought case studies where AI could predict patient health outcomes for Medicare beneficiaries. The top prize went to closedloop.ai after being named one of 7 finalists. DHS takes an important step to offering new cybersecurity shared services. Federal News Network's Jason Miller has the exclusive details.
The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency will soon offer civilian agencies a tool to better protect their networks. Sources confirm that GSA, which is acting as the procurement arm for CISA, awarded Accenture and its partner Cloudflare a 5-year contract worth up to $111 million to provide new cyber services. CISA will give agencies what is known as Protective DNS Resolver Service through its Quality Service Management Office, or QSMO. Initially, agencies will not have to pay any money for these cyber tools. Jason Miller, Federal News Network.
And technology contractors chomping at the bit for a look at the National Institutes of Health's $40 billion follow-on contract, called CIO SP4, will have to wait a little longer. NITAC says it plans to release the final solicitation on May 7th. This is almost 2 months later than initially expected. NITAC says it plans to make as many as 450 awards to large and small contractors by early 2022 under this fourth-generation health IT services government-wide acquisition contract. You can find more information about these stories at federalnewsnetwork.com. Search Federal Newscast. Subscribe to the Federal Newscast on Podcast One or Apple Podcasts. And stay up to date on your agency's response to the coronavirus with our coronavirus resource page. I'm Eric White.
Mike Rowe here with a few thoughts on my favorite sweatshirt. A classic zip-up hoodie that used to be navy blue but has since faded to what the fashionistas call a distressed indigo. It's 13 years old, soft as a flannel bathrobe, and after a few hundred dirty jobs, demonstrably and undeniably indestructible. This is the kind of sweatshirt girlfriends like to permanently borrow, but I've held on to this one because I got it from American Giant. American Giant makes all their stuff right here in the USA so they can control every link in their own supply chain. That matters, because when you buy American Giant, you not only get great quality, you create jobs for people in factory towns all over the country. No pressure, but if you give a damn about the business of making things in America, you got to support the companies who are doing it right. Go to American-Giant.com/Mike to get 20% off your first order. That's American-Giant.com/Mike.